You are listening to us this morning at 91.5 FM at the Bon Voyage Inn along Highway 16 in Prince George. Well, yesterday on our program, we spoke to Amy Bezpojasny. The Prince George resident tried to check into Esther's Inn to celebrate her 39th birthday when she says the on-duty manager turned her away.
He said, you locals, he said, you come here, you drink beer, said, you party, and I have to call the cops. So if you're local, you need to leave.
Now, Esther's Inn management says a mistake was made and locals are welcome at their hotel. But since airing Amy's story, we have been contacted by numerous people sharing similar experiences. And not just at Esther's. They say they've been turned down from accommodation in their own city or have worked at hotels with a policy of screening out locals. And that sparked a wider discussion about the rules surrounding hotels and refusal of service. So to help us understand those rules, I'm joined this morning by Elke Hill Sternbauer. She's the general manager at the Bon Voyage Inn and the secretary treasurer of Accommodations Prince George. Hello.
Good morning, Carolina.
All right, so there's something called the Hotel Keepers Act. What can you tell me about this piece of legislation?
The Hotel Keepers Act is there for both the patrons, the guests, and for the innkeepers to ensure that the hotels are a safe, quiet place where the guests can rest, as they typically pay for, what is the main reason for renting a hotel. And the Innkeepers Act is there to help the innkeeper achieve that goal, that the inn is safe and quiet for the guests.
So
it also helps. Yeah, sorry.
So under that act, are hotels allowed then to turn away whomever they please?
No, not whomever they please. As I said, the main concern is to give the innkeeper a tool to, if there is any suspicion of the guest could be disruptive, or if the guest has a history of being disruptive, or also, that's the main concern, really, to be able to turn such people away or to evict such people. There's also a thing in there, in the Innkeepers Act, that says that the innkeeper is not obliged to accept locals. That for the main reason, because the law is that the innkeeper is required to accept as guests people that are qualified travelers. A local is not necessarily considered to be a qualified traveler because they're local, they have their own bed in the city. So basically you can refuse those, but most hotels don't, because why would we?
So why might locals be a problem when people from out of town are not?
The main reason for why a local could be a problem, not necessarily must be a problem, is that, let's say, you live in an apartment building and you want to have a party, but your neighbors will say, no, that's too loud, you can't. So you might say, okay, let's just go to a hotel and do that. That may happen. However, not all the time, because lots of people, for example, rent honeymoon suites and they're totally local.
Hmm. Now, obviously, we're sort of honing into the story in Prince George, because what you're saying seems reasonable. You want the guests who are in your hotel to have a nice stay and not be disrupted by partiers.
Mm-hmm.
But when is the line crossed? When it comes to not allowing locals?
That is a policy that every hotel has on its own. So that's totally different from property to property. So I can't say that what we do is what other properties do, so I don't know.
If you're a customer and you feel like you've been wrongly denied service, what rights do you have?
You can certainly, first of all, speak to the manager, and hopefully we'll have a good discussion about that and find out what exactly the problem is. And in that case, hopefully the management will respond in a way that is satisfactory, as in either remedy the situation and give you the right to stay, or explain the reasons as to why you are not able to stay, but there should be a good reason for that.
In this case, this story has caught fire due to a social media post on Facebook. How have you been watching this as somebody who works in the hotel industry?
Mm-hmm. We've definitely, the entire hotel community has been watching this with great interest, obviously. Basically, it's a how can I say, even staff training thing. So look at that. This is not how this should be done, in a way. But as a whole, of course, it also gives you food for thought. And hopefully many hotels are thinking the same that I do, that where we will definitely make sure that all the frontline staff are trained in a way to handle incidents where people have to be turned away in a polite manner, in a professional manner.
Do you think that this might be cause for changing the legislation in the Hotel Keepers Act?
I do not think so, because this tool is important to the innkeepers, that in certain circumstances they can turn people away. That's important.
Now, there has been a lot of calls through social media to boycott this particular hotel because of this instance. How much does that concern you?
That is hard to say. Social media definitely, as we all know, have a big impact these days. And I can believe that it will definitely have an impact on what's happening in the next little while there. Because people obviously do have strong opinions about that. And as you say, a lot of locals have run into similar situations. And it's understandable that people are upset about that.
Have you been faced with this scenario before?
We have personally been faced with people that were refused, absolutely. I believe we have dealt with that in a professional manner. And so far, I have not heard any complaints, really, that we have been mean or have been saying unkind things. We try to do such things with a smile.
So moving forward, if this scenario were to crop up today for you at your hotel, how would you deal with it?
Well, A, there has to be a good reason not to accept the guest, period. However, if there is a good reason, I can also explain to the guest why they cannot stay.
And if there was social media backlash, how would you respond differently?
Well, we would respond in a way that we will explain our position and why it was done. And typically where we had a situation where something was posted but it was removed because the guest didn't have a leg to stand on because there was disruptive behavior. And in other cases, we would not turn anybody away.
Do you think that locals will have a better experience at hotels in Prince George in the end out of this?
I believe that, in general, locals are accepted at most hotels, as far as I know. And so I don't see a big problem there to go and have an experience because, as I said, for example, there's tons of honeymoon suite rentals. There's a ton of people that just have their weddings even here where locals are staying and so on and so forth. I don't believe it's a generalized overall experience that you will be turned away all the time. That's not true.
Elke, thanks so much for sharing your thoughts today. Elke Hill-Steinbauer is the Secretary Treasurer of Accommodations Prince George. She's also the General Manager of the Bon Voyage Inn. Lots of people talking to us about this story. You can join the conversation on Facebook through our Facebook page, Daybreak North. You can also call our listener line, 1-866-340-1932.